This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate these headlines because then everybody uses it as an excuse to not go and do what they need to do. So, okay, flu season is here. We've already had some states report flu activity. I think there's even been a couple deaths already reported with the flu. So now's the time for all of us to get off our tushies and go get the flu shot. Well, we get a report today from the World Health Organization that our flu shot may be a mismatch where it might not have the correct strains. Like, no, like, okay, but let me explain this. Nothing to panic about. It's still a good flu shot. It's a fantastic flu shot. Okay, so basically what happens when they figure out the flu and what how to make the flu shot is they look at the southern hemisphere, and we usually look at Australia because Australians are really, really cool and they don't mind us looking. The other countries like, butt out. But Australia's like, you know, come on. Come into our Outback Steakhouse. I love Australians because they came up with Outback Steakhouse. I just love the Australians. They're like my peeps. So we see what happens in Australia, and we go, okay, well, you know, that looks like the flu circulating in the southern hemisphere. It hits the southern hemisphere first, and then it goes up to the northern hemisphere. So why don't we, you know, make our flu shot very similar to what's going on in Australia or some of the other countries in the southern hemisphere? The problem is the team that meets to decide on which strain to select has to do it in February of for us, September for the southern hemisphere. So think about that. If in February the northern hemisphere team figures out what shot we need, Australia and the southern hemisphere hasn't even really hit flu season yet. They don't hit flu season till our summer. So we're basically having to pick our flu shot before we even see what the hell is going on with the flu. And understandably so, because companies have to make the flu, you know, they have to make the vaccine. They don't have to make the flu, but they have to capture the flu, make the flu vaccine. So the decision to make the type of flu vaccine has to be done early. So they even tried to, from what I understand, put it off. They're like, look, we aren't really 100% sure on which H3N2 virus. And if you remember the H3N2, our flu shot covers H1N1, the swine flu that really hit us hard in 2009. H3N2, influenza A, which was really nasty 2 years ago, and influenza B. And then there's another influenza B for the quadrivalent. That's the one that I can't say on air. It's spelled P-H-U-K-E-T. I'm going to just pronounce it Phuket, but it's pronounced the other way. Like, just Phuket. Okay, but I didn't say it. I didn't say short U. I said long U. So that's the quadrivalent. Okay. So we basically try to cover ourselves from H1N1 and the strains hopefully accompanied within that, H3N2 and 2Bs, with the quadrivalent for the 3-valent, 2As, 1B. So with the H3N2, we really want to get that sucker right. Unfortunately, it's a very nasty virus. It's a very pesky one. It's a very highly mutatable one. So H3N2 can have a whole variety of different viral strains. And they think that the sucker, you know, has evaded what the experts predicted. So what that means is our flu vaccine, our trivalent flu vaccine, which is probably the one you guys are going to get, may have two of the three strains not optimal. Now, does that mean you don't get the flu shot? Hell no, you get the flu shot. Because remember, what the flu shot is, and we're not talking about the nasal spray, I'm talking about the flu shot. The flu shot is where they take the vaccine, or they take the virus and they kill it. And they use its, like, wall or shape to stimulate our immune system. So, a strain change might have a different wall or different shape or different antigens to prime our immune system. But for some of our immune systems, we're like, you know what? I don't care. It all looks bad. Fine. Whatever comes my way, I'll attack it. For other immune systems, like, nah, this doesn't look 100%. I'm going to pass. So for some of us, that flu shot is really going to be fine. The flu shot's going to do what it needs to do. The flu virus is going to come. And mind you, we're going to be hit with a variety of strains. When flu comes, it's not just one strain. There's a variety of them. So I still think our flu shot's going to be effective. And then how effective? Well, how effective is good? The average flu shot, in terms of having good efficacy, is about 60%. We're never really usually above that. A couple years ago, our flu shot was only at about like 23%. So that wasn't our finest day in medicine. But get this, if it's, let's say, 23% effective, and that means if 100 people get exposed to the flu and 23 people won't, as far as I'm concerned, that's so wonderful. Even if we had a 1% effective shot, I'd be for it. I know people say, well, there's side effects with the flu shot. Very rarely are there side effects, just like with anything else. But saving 23% or 40% or even 10%, to me, is still worth it. Now, a lot of people say, well, the flu shot gives me the flu. Okay, this is what I think happens with that. Because some of you swear, I have family members that go, the flu shot makes them sick. Well, a few things happen if that's the case. Number one is you got the flu shot too late. You were already exposed to the flu. So by the time you got the flu shot, you didn't have enough time to prime your immune system. And basically, it takes at least a couple weeks. The other thing is you started to develop your immune response to the flu shot. And it just kind of makes you feel achy. It makes you feel sick, but it wasn't really official flu where your temperature went up to 104. Or you're being a weenie. Yeah, I mean, sorry. Listen, I get the flu shot because when I get a flu, I'm a weenie. So I de-weenie eyes with my flu shot. Signs and symptoms of the flu, I mean, you could tell the time of day when that flu starts. People will say it happened at 3:35 p.m. It happens very abruptly because the viral load just kind of basically explodes and goes all over, and you feel it, and your immune system comes into play. So you get high fever, you could get cough, you could get body aches, you could be fatigued, you could get sore throat, you could get sneezing, you could get vomiting, diarrhea, you just feel like crap. So in essence, take this WHO, World Health Organization report, with a grain of salt. You still need to get the flu shot, but still avoid people by at least 6 feet, wash your hands, don't go to work when you're sick, get plenty of fluids, sleep, rest, and listen to your doctor or medical provider, 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Supreme Court is going to be hearing a case on abortion, which makes a lot of people nervous out there because they, you know, don't want Roe v. Wade overturned, but this is not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. But this is a sign of states and people not currently happy with the abortion laws and funding. And so I think we're going to see a lot more cases go to the Supreme Court. Well, in the latest, the court is going to hear arguments in a case from Louisiana that is pretty similar to a case from Texas just about 3 years ago. And the court had struck down the Texas law, but the Louisiana law is very similar in that it requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. It also requires that clinics that provide abortions be in facilities that can handle emergencies. NPR calls them mini hospitals, but basically a more, an abortion can't be done, obviously, in a regular doctor's office. It has to be in a setting where they have emergent management care, beds, etc. Now, the Supreme Court had in the Texas case said that both of those requirements a few years back impose a substantial burden on a woman's right to abortion. Now, Louisiana, I guess this law is supposed to be fairly similar, but the difference is rather than Justice Anthony Kennedy casting the divisive vote, we have Brett Kavanaugh. So there is a chance that the case, June Medical Services versus Gee, could possibly change things in terms of the way we approach abortion and medical facilities, etc. So the Fifth Court, Circuit Court of Appeals, became the first and such federal court to uphold provisions that were originally struck down by the Supreme Court Texas case, which is why the Louisiana case is able to move forward. Abortion clinics had appealed the Fifth Circuit decision to the Supreme Court, and that's why the Supreme Court is now seen it. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts had dissented in the 2016 Texas case, but then, I guess, tried to block the lower court ruling from going into effect immediately. But I guess the 5-4 vote allowed the status quo to continue, meaning, you know, these facilities can still perform abortions. So the court's going to now hear the case. And what does that mean for the abortion situation? Well, so here's my thing, okay? I never performed abortions. I didn't want to learn how to do them. It just wasn't something, it wasn't a service that I was ever going to, you know, want to do. If a woman's life was in jeopardy, I was going into family medicine. I don't feel comfortable performing an abortion. If a woman's life is in jeopardy, I would probably be having, you know, OB there, I'd be having gynecologists there, obstetricians, trauma surgeons, etc. You know, if God forbid I had to do something, I would know how to do it, but I just never been trained, and it wasn't something I wanted to do for elective abortions. I just didn't want to, you know, learn how to perform them. I mean, you got to choose in medical school. Funny thing is I think the majority of people in my class didn't choose. I don't know if anybody chose to learn how to do them, even the pro-choicers. So, in medicine, you don't really have a lot of people that perform it. You know, even if they're pro-choice or liberal, they, you know, being the one to stop the baby's heartbeat is a pretty big role you play. And, you know, a lot of people that are pro-choice, what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, people think if you're pro-life, you're anti-mom, and you want her to die if she gives. The average pro-lifer is like, no, if mom's life is in jeopardy, you know, or if she was raped, the average pro-lifer is like, look, you know, we don't have a problem with that. We just have a problem with the hundreds of thousands being done a year and tax dollars going to it. Same thing with pro-choice. The average person who's pro-choice isn't pro-abortion. The average person who's pro-choice loves babies, wants babies born. But they don't want the government to get involved in, you know, a woman's pregnancy. They want the government to stay out. So, and then you have the extremes on both sides. So, when I heard that these states were, I'm going to be really honest, okay? When I heard that the states were imposing certain restrictions, the first thought I had is, okay, that is going to protect mom, because I have seen some botched jobs. I've had women coming in bleeding who I've had to send to the hospital, and it is a surgical procedure, so it has to be done in a facility that can handle it all. But then my next thought is, you know, is this politics, you know, playing games, you know, to kind of make it so difficult for doctors to perform abortions? But my first thought was still, I think, would help mom. And the reason why I told you guys this story. So when I was an ER doc, we didn't have any, I was in a small town, and there weren't any obstetricians on call this one weekend. None. So if a baby had to be delivered, the hospital administrator came to me saying, Dr. Wax, can you, you know, cover OB call this weekend for us? And I was working, and I said, no. even though I'm going to be here? No. And they're like, why not? I go, well, I could deliver babies. I could even, you know, perform a C-section. But what if she needs an emergency hysterectomy? What if there's an emergency? I can't, I'm not trained for that. You need to get somebody from the outside here. And the administrator was actually relieved that I was open about that because, you know, I could deliver babies blindfolded. But some of these pregnancies aren't that simple. And you have to, if you are going to commit to doing a job, you need to be trained in everything. You know, there'll be some doctors that'll do cosmetic surgery in their office. Because they're like, well, you know what? I could put in an implant. I'm like, but okay, but do you have, you know, what if they get an embolism? What if they start to bleed out? Do you have everything you need? No, then don't do it. You need to, whenever you're in medicine, if you're deciding to do any sort of job, that you could take it to the fullest extent. Now, the average family doctor doesn't really work in a hospital, right? They have a medical office. So we had a crash cart. We had, you know, means for me to intubate patients. And we, I felt comfortable to that degree because I was an ER doc. But then our protocol for the staff is still call 911 because there may be something I can't do. So some abortion clinics work under that premise. Well, if there is an emergency, I'm going to call 911. And with many state laws, that's okay. You could perform an abortion, you know, or you could, you know, have them take the medication and do it at home and, you know. And so since now there's a lot of different ways to induce abortion, you know, is it obsolete or moot to expect any facility to be a full-fledged hospital? So that's why I think there's a good chance that this could be turned down. But personally, if you are performing, right, the extraction, you can't do it in a regular office. You need to have a facility where you have staff, IV, blood if you need, you know, crash carts, etc. Now, how many times does a person crash with an abortion? We don't hear of many. But then again, we don't really hear that, those statistics. I'm sure they're out there. We just don't have them. Because any procedure has, you know, people crashing. You hear of dental procedures. The dental procedures, that goes all over the news. But if it has to do with abortion, you don't hear about it. Personally, I've seen multiple cases of major infection, major bleeding. Now, it's not that it was a bad doctor. It was just, you know, luck of the draw. She got infection. Or she just bled. So, you know, the abortion debate is not going to go away because as more and more people get abortions and there's more of a demand for us to pay for them, the average taxpayer doesn't want their tax money going to abortions. They don't mind streets, they don't mind schools, etc. And so even though Roe v. Wade, you know, passed, there's a lot of people out there, me included, that just think hundreds of thousands being done is kind of a lot. It's a lot of babies not being born and killed. That it's kind of a lot. And I would rather we put our money to preventing unwanted pregnancies, to birth control access. I mean, all of these are very, very, these are liberal ideologies, too. Let's do more education at schools. Let's provide more condoms. Let's provide, you know, better forms of birth control, easier birth control, that, you know, et cetera. So, you know, people don't have to be faced with the, you know, decision of, well, I either have to, you know, stop the baby's heartbeat or carry the pregnancy. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated. And they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. White House officials say there's a precedent in past impeachment inquiries for such a vote to be held on the floor of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is under no obligation to hold a vote for an impeachment inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so U.S. unemployment falls to a 50-year low, 3.5%. With 136,000 jobs added in September. What is so amazing about that is it's being reported. I mean, something positive about the Trump presidency is being reported. And for me as a doctor, if you don't have a job and you're unemployed and you don't want to be unemployed, your health suffers. And so when employment is good, you actually see a healthier population. Not so much because they have health insurance. Our health insurance system is a complete cluster right now. But you sit home, you know, a lot of people who semi-retire or are unemployed, they start getting weight, they start getting depression, they start getting back issues, etc. And so you need to kind of be out there doing your thing, you know, and, you know, just, you know, being productive, you know, not having a job doesn't mean you're not productive, but a lot of us think about that when I was in between jobs, I was like, okay, I have a place in this world. I'm always working, so I've always basically had jobs. But I just immediately felt like I was going to start losing my worth. And no, it's not. That's not always the case. But you think that. So unemployment had ticked down 0.2 percentage points, which is a 50-year low. Trump had tweeted, wow, America, let's impeach your president. I don't know what's going on with the whole impeachment thing. When I hear impeachment, I think of Bill Clinton, and he was impeached, but he still stayed in office. So you guys might know more about what's going on with that than I haven't really been following the whole Ukraine and letter and text and transcript and all that other stuff. I haven't really been following it that much. But what I am following is what's going on with the economy, what's going on with healthcare, what's going on with national security. And so, you know, I am a little nervous about the next election because I don't know if I really want to rock any boats. And, you know, when you hear big pushes of, you know, people saying, you know, no, let's do this and do this and, you know, these big movements, let's just pay for everything. I'm like, oh, please don't collapse the system. And, you know, mind you, our system, even if the economy is good, it's still very, very fragile. And whenever you have a fragile system, have you guys ever played that, you know, card game where the cards are stacked up and then if you, like, you know, move one card, the whole thing falls? And so you need to make very, very fine, delicate, surgical precision movements. But I think Jenga is very similar also. And so the same thing with the economy, same thing with healthcare. ACA could have worked. One, if it was 2,000 pages less. Two is if it was an act that had very, very slow but precise changes and implementations, like birth control being included on healthcare or the pre-existing condition clause. That in and of itself would have been monumental. But instead, it had 70,000 things in there. And I really think our healthcare system is, I think it has collapsed. I think it's an absolute mess. Luckily, telemedicine has kind of come to the rescue. But it's not a fix. We still need people going to the doctor, medical provider. We still need surgeries. We still need hands-on medical care. But a lot of people that don't have access because their insurance is so crappy have been using telemedicine. And I know that because I work for telemedicine companies, and they're calling. They're busy. So U.S. employers adding jobs. Now, remember, expect this number to improve because we're going to be coming into Christmas, holiday season. So holiday season is going to be great, and then in January the numbers go down because you don't need holiday, you know, workers. So I think we're going to see improvement, but the fact that this is at a 50-year low, it's pretty incredible. They even say that African-American unemployment rate is the lowest ever recorded. So, you know, as long as hiring is solid, we don't have other, you know, non-residents taking, you know, jobs. As long as we're building new jobs, building new economies, I think we're going to be doing really well. And so, you know, the idea of change, I saw one campaign ad, change. Okay, what is it exactly that we want to change? If we want to change healthcare, I get that. I'll support you on that. But I don't know if I want to change, you know, what's going on with the economy right now. Now, this is interesting. I've been watching very, very closely what's going on with Uber and Lyft. As you know, in California, there's a big push for Uber and Lyft drivers or independent contractors to be treated like workers, like employees, where they can get health benefits and the same benefits as employees. So a lot of independent contractors like this. Wonderful, because if you're an independent contractor, you have to pay your own taxes, you have to, you know, come up with your own insurance, etc. But you do have other people going, no, wait a second. I love the fact that I can set my own schedule. I could work whatever hours I want. I don't have to clock in, clock out. And I, you know, if I don't want to work one day, I don't have to work one day. Well, that's kind of what Uber and Lyft allows you to do. You know, I work for a telemedicine company that allows me to do that too. I'm an independent contractor. And if I'm sick and I can't work, no big deal. If I do feel better for a good hour or two, I could just log on and see patients. It is fantastic. Would I love the company to give me health insurance? Oh, yeah, I'd love the farm, absolutely. But if the reason why they're offering that kind of a job is because they don't have to be burdened with health insurance, I'd rather take the job. And so one of the reasons why I think unemployment is down is because you have a lot of people Ubering and Lyfting. And that's how they're making money. So do we want to mess with that? Now, there's been a lot of discussion about what's going to happen if California's governor, Newsom, decides to mandate that independent, oh, they actually have, and it goes through without, you know, objection, which I think Uber and Lyft are objecting. With the new law, if Uber or Lyft get to have benefits, fixed salary, etc., will it hurt the workers? Well, how it's going to hurt the workers is whenever you force a company to give benefits to full-time employees, what's the first thing the company does? Go down to part-time. So a company can very easily sidestep that going part-time only. Now, I think the ACA tried to mandate part-time employment also needed health insurance. But, that's really, really hard to implement because if somebody's working 20 hours a week, health insurance is just too expensive. And so I think they've kind of laid low on forcing part-time employers to, you know, kick in the benefits. But I think Uber and Lyft drivers should be very worried about this law because some of them only want to work about 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week. And they don't want to be forced to work a fixed schedule. And if Uber and Lyft have to pay for your very expensive health insurance now, which, again, is something that I think needs to be fixed, you really can't have employers involved with your insurance. But if Uber and Lyft have to pay, they're going to say, well, then you better put in the 40 hours. And, well, speaking of Uber and Lyft, LAX is going to force all passengers to take a shuttle bus to a parking lot to get your Uber and Lyft. Now, that's going to hurt Uber and Lyft as well. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but coming into the airport, even my airport in Las Vegas, there are lines and lines of cars. And they aren't taxis. They're Uber and Lyft. Right? Because as people are getting off the plane, rather than taking a taxi, they're taking an Uber and Lyft. Well, rideshare was never built into an airport like taxis were. So many airports have had to kind of scramble on where to have the rideshare pickup. Where I've seen it, it's a cluster. It's getting better. But, I mean, I think people underestimated how many people are going to use, you know, Uber. So apparently now they have separate parking, and you're going to have to take a shuttle. So going to make it a little bit more of a pain in the butt. Cab drivers are probably happy because then, you know, they can get your business. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the twin birth rate is at its lowest level. So less families are having twins, according to a government report. Apparently twin births were increasing for more than 3 decades because of all the fertility treatments, but the rate of twin births apparently peaked in 2014 and has fallen 4%. Last year, the rate hit the lowest point in a decade, according to the CDC. They say the drop is modest, but health officials say it's actually good news because pregnancy with more than one raises the risk of complications and death for both the mother and her fetuses. So when you have twins, you're more at risk of, you know, low birth weight babies, premature birth. And so it's, you know, it's better to have one than two, but I don't want to say it like that because I love kids and I, you know, I'd rather the more the merrier. But when a pregnancy has two, we're excited, but it's scary.
So, according to CDC's Dr. Dimitri Kissin, they said in the media, there are often stories about how very cute twins and talking about how great to have two babies at the same time, but those stories don't focus on the risk. So last year, about 124,000 babies were twins. So what does that mean? Was that only 62,000 births? Or, yeah. So about one of every 31 births ended up being a twin. One out of every 29 births used to be a twin in 2014. Now, they did not release figures on triplets or multiple births, but they say it is still trending the same way. So, why? Is it that people aren't doing in vitro fertilization as much anymore? Is it because the recession caused people to not do that, or people maybe not wanting to get pregnant or go through fertility treatments? So, there's a lot of myths when it comes to twins, and let me just kind of reiterate the different types of twins you have. So, you have the identical and fraternal. So your identical twin is where dad and mommy, you know, the sperm and the egg meet. They make a zygote, and the zygote splits in half, basically. So it has the same genetic material because it was the one egg. Fraternal twins is where two different eggs get fertilized during the same pregnancy. Okay? So that's why identical will look alike. Fraternal, they could look completely different like any other sibling, because they are different genetic material. Still mom and dad. So SciTech Connect from Elsevier has a very interesting little list of myths that people have with twins. Like, you know, people think identical twins can communicate by ESP or extrasensory perception. No. There's no scientific evidence that twins could exchange thoughts or ideas by reading each other's minds. Now, they are close. They may have some fantastic communication skills, but they can't read each other's mind. Now, I sometimes pretend like I can read people's minds where, you know, I'll say something, they'll look at me, they'll like pause, and I go, no, and I'll answer the question, and they go, how do you know I was thinking that? And it might just be two people might think alike where you say something. And, like, for example, that's actually really easy to do. So, like, let's say you have a big butt and you make a comment about, although you shouldn't do this at work because you shouldn't talk about your butt at work, but you make a comment about how, you know, your pants are tight and they're not loose and your butt's too big. Well, most likely whoever you're saying that to is going to say, well, lay off the carbs. Or you should exercise. So, duh. So if you're like, I know you're thinking I should exercise. I mean, that's kind of common sense. So it could be that identical twins have very similar thought patterns, but they can't read their minds. Do identical twins run in the family? Apparently, you might have a genetic tendency, but not necessarily. It's more of a fluke than a genetic tendency. They say some populations in India and Jordan have large numbers of identical twins within the same family. But, you know, when I have noticed families and lineages where there are twins, and it just seems to be a little bit more prominent in some families than others. But just because, you know, there are twins in the family doesn't mean you're going to have a twin. Now, this is interesting. There's a myth that if you eat yams or have other sort of dietary choices, you could increase your chance of conceiving twins. They say that is true. They say the white yam contains fertility-inducing properties, maybe like some estrogen-stimulating properties, that trick the female body into releasing hormones that promote ovulation. And they said this might explain why we have a high fraternal twinning rate among the Yoruba of Western Nigeria. Now, remember, fraternal is where more than one egg gets fertilized. So it's rare that two eggs are, you know, in the fallopian tube, you know, or available for sperm. It's usually one egg. But if yams stimulate ovulation, there's a chance that somebody could have multiple eggs. That's interesting, yams. And I guess in Western Nigeria, people eat yams. They say older mothers are more likely to conceive fraternal twins than younger mothers. They say that's true. They say women in their mid-30s are more likely to conceive fraternal twins than younger moms by releasing two eggs at the same time. And it's because I think, you know, for younger moms, I think the body kind of works like it should. And then as you get older, there's some issues. Identical twins always have one placenta. No. Many times they could have two separate placentas. And the placenta kind of helps filter the blood. To me, it's the instructions when a baby's born. I talk about the placenta code. You know, a baby's born and like any other toy or packaging, you're like, where's the instructions? And so the only thing that comes out with the baby, is the placenta. And the big mistake we do is we take the placenta and we send it to the, you know, I don't know, hospital cafeteria for Jell-O. I don't know what we do with the placenta. I mean, we should get into pathology and things like that, but what we really should do with the placenta is read it. And I really think there's a code on that placenta for each kid. I'm serious. And there's got to be a way where we could read it like Braille or whatever. And the contours of the placenta, there's got to be a way we could figure it out. And then know what the heck to do with our baby. I really think the placenta is the instructions. Twins can look racially diverse. They say, yeah. They say twin brothers and sisters born to couples of mixed racial or ethnic backgrounds sometimes inherit the different facial features or skin tones of one parent. Well, just like regular non-twins could look racially diverse. So, not sure what that is about. Twins are always born on the same day or month or year. Okay, yeah, that's what. So whenever somebody throws some trivia at you or gives you a puzzle, you know, how could two siblings look identical but be born in separate years? Well, because they were born at 12 a.m., you know, one was born at 11:59 p.m. on the 31st of December. The other was born January 1st at like 12:05. So that's how identical twins could be born on a different day, different year. It's because if they were born at the cusp of the new year. Male-female twins can be identical. No, as I taught you guys, it's fraternal where you have the different genetic makeup. But if you have one egg and it's an identical twin, and that one egg splits, it's identical genetics. So if it's an XX or an XY, then both eggs will be XX or XY. So no, male and female twins can never be identical, okay? And then identical twins have identical fingerprints. They say that's wrong. Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. Fingerprints develop between the 10th and 25th gestational week. And the fingerprints, the swirls, kind of have to do with temperature, your position in the uterus, density of the amniotic fluid. And so fingerprints are not necessarily going to be the same with two twins. And then if you share a womb, does it make identical twins alike? They say no. In fact, identical twins could still act differently. They're different people. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.